Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome to another episode of Living Well with Kathleen Saunders, your weekly podcast where we discuss the financial, physical, spiritual, and social well-being of everyday people like you and me. The information shared in this show is for general information purposes only and should not be used to make any personal changes to your lifestyle or health without consulting the appropriate financial, medical, or healthcare professionals. My guest today is Desiree King. Desiree is the founder and CEO of Senior Living 411 in Toronto, Canada. Her service began at the age of 14 when, under the guidance of her mother, volunteered as a candy stripper at a local hospital delivering books in a geriatric ward. Over the past 30 years, she has operated several businesses serving seniors, including a prescription delivery company, senior real estate specialist agency, and provided business development for a leading home health care company. She is a certified senior housing professional, certified senior home safety specialist, certified age in place specialist, gentle persuasion approach in dementia care certified, distinguished Toastmaster, and an advisor member with Age Safe Canada. All right. Well, welcome, Desiree, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Kathleen, for having me on your platform, and hello to all of the Living Well with Kathleen Saunders listeners.
Awesome. Great. You know, I'm really looking forward to hear you share about your services. So go ahead, Desiree. Let's dive right into it today. Tell me a little bit about your background and how Senior Living 411 came into existence.
Okay, well, thank you again, Kathleen. And I'd like to say that never before in history have we seen a time when seniors outnumber children. There's definitely a major shift happening, and we here at Senior Living 411 are set to establish ourselves as leaders in the senior home safety assessment industry. But before we talk more about that, let me tell you a little bit about me and how I came into this. So the first question I'm often asked when I deliver seminars to groups or to audiences is, what do you know about aging? And you're so young, or why do you care? And the truth is, it's my passion. Now, I'm probably going to date myself, so promise, you know, no one, don't try to figure out my age. But when I was 14, I volunteered to work as a candy striper. And for those of you who remember what a candy striper is, it's, you actually wore that red and white apron. And in my case, I worked in the hospitals and I delivered books on the geriatric floor. And I found that I loved to sit down and hear the stories of these older people, hear the stories of the past. There was so much history, so much richness in it. And then I went on to work as a dietary aide in the geriatric ward of a hospital throughout my high school years. And once again, I worked in the geriatric ward, as I said, and I've also worked in or owned several senior related businesses. My mother has also been a geriatric nurse for the past 40 years. So it's interesting when you connect all my dots, how you can see there's a trending theme of working with seniors. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely. And most recently, I was a realtor for the past 6 years, who again specialized in working with the 55 plus demographic. And I've taken a slew of courses in aging in place, you know, downsizing, retirement living options, and dementia care. I've also worked as a client care coordinator for one of the leading home health care companies in North America. And I must admit that during my time spent as a realtor, I've always felt a pull towards the educating and serving side of my business more so than the real estate side. So at the beginning of 2020, I knew that something in my life was about to change. I knew that my calling was greater than my career. And that is such a powerful statement for me. I get goosebumps whenever I say it. And, you know, little did I know, or anybody know, that coronavirus was going to hit soon after. And over the past few months, coronavirus has killed so many Canadians. About 81% of those deaths were linked to long-term care homes. So I firmly believe that we as Canadians need to change our thinking and method of caring for the elderly. And one possible solution is that we honor the wishes of our elderly members of society and allow them to stay at home by doing what places like Scotland has done and pouring money into home modifications and home health as opposed to hospital funding. So over the past 2 months, as I sat at home listening to the news and watching the number of deaths occur with our seniors, I realized that I wanted to do more than I was already doing. I realized that being a realtor did not align with my desire to have a greater impact on the lives of seniors. And there's a favorite saying I have from the Greek physician Hippocrates, and it says, drastic times call for drastic measures. So my drastic measure took the form of me officially resigning from real estate in May of 2020 and turning my attention to my one thing, which is senior home safety. So while many seniors want to stay at home safely and their homes aren't equipped to do so, and we'll talk a little bit about the stats after, in preparation for what I see will be a shift in the mindset of seniors, their adult children, and society on the whole, my main objective is to assist families in figuring out what is wrong in the homes of themselves or their loved ones and what needs to be addressed in order to allow our seniors to be safe in their own homes.
Oh, wow. Wow. You have a great background, where you started from as a young person and to, where you are today, and even some real estate background. What sort of services do you provide?
Okay, well, honestly, I will say that while I was doing, as I said, catering to the demographic of the aging population, I was already doing senior home safety assessments. So what I did was I extracted that component and made it into a business because I saw there was a niche in that, and I love niche businesses. I saw there was a niche and there was definitely a need. And that need came from looking at the statistics. Like, for example, one in three adults over age 65 falls each year, and
Wow.
50% of those are over 80. So think about that. One in three
Yeah, that's a lot.
fall each year, right? And falls are the leading cause of death due to injury for those over 65.
I didn't know that.
So,
Wow.
yeah, and when you look at those numbers, it only makes sense. And there's a gazillion checklists on how to, make the home safer, but obviously it's not being used because these falls are still happening, and 55% of falls occur in the home where they're supposed to be the safest.
Wow.
So there's definitely a connection between, we have the sandwich generation, which is people like you or me, who are caught in between maybe our grandchildren, our children, and our parents, and we have our own busy lives, not having the time to really pay attention. And also our parents, because they're still holding on to their independence, not wanting someone to come into their home. But now there's never been a time like this. Now that we're in a pandemic, where seniors especially are forced to stay in their homes, they're spending more time in their homes, we need to make sure they're safe in their homes.
So true. So how do you go ahead and do the assessment?
So what we offer is a turnkey solution to help older adults remain independent and concerned family members to rest easy. So we offer a comprehensive 240-point home safety assessment. So we have a checklist, and this covers the exterior of the home, the electrical safety, lighting evaluation, fire safety, individual evaluation of all rooms. That includes the living room, the bedrooms, the bathroom, the laundry room, the storage area. And we also review mobility and accessibility issues, considerations for those who live with Alzheimer's dementia, which is another, amazing. Everyone you talk to, there's dementia, some form of dementia. So, we communicate senior safety technology, financial exploitation, crime prevention, and personal safety. And when the report is all done, we provide you with a similar to when you're buying or selling a home, you do a home safety inspection, a home inspection, sorry. We provide a report that's similar, and you can view it. It's online, and we also mail a copy of it. It's for an older person who doesn't really go online. And the report includes color photos of the defective areas, illustrations, and recommendations, and links to recommendations that we would make, that would be. And most changes in the home really are, the cost is minimal, under $500. So a
That's
lot of the
great.
things can be done immediately. And we also have a network of qualified providers who serve seniors with dignity and integrity, who we refer to you should you want to do something more major, like, renovate your bathroom, or you need to, have an electrician come in. We are a one-stop shop. Really, I'm like a concierge services. Everyone knows, call Desiree if you want a referral for something. So I just know a lot of people, and I connect with like-minded individuals who are here to serve more so than for the dollar. I run from those people because, working with anyone, I think, but most definitely seniors, you have to come from contribution. So I work with people that come from that same place.
That's awesome. You mentioned the sandwich generation, And you're absolutely right there. You have your children on one side and then your elderly family members, they just want to be in the comfort of their own home, in that familiar space. And the importance of making that home safe, I really relate to what you're saying. You know, I live in BC, my parents live in Ontario. So this service, I can really see the value in us investing in this because you want to have that peace of mind knowing that your loved ones are safe in their home. And, you know, you talked about 1 in 3 seniors fall each year. So that is a big number. And you want to have that, again, peace of mind knowing that your loved ones are safe in their home. You don't have to worry. You know, that's really, really good to know.
And I will highlight as well, when we say 1 in 3 falls, we're talking about the physical damage. I haven't even began to touch on the mental damage it does to them. Because it's been shown that after a senior falls, they now are afraid to do the activities that they used to do. For example, my mother-in-law, she's in her 80s, very active. She would go out to her bridge club on Wednesdays, you know, do little activities, going out and about where she could still socialize. And she fell. She fell backwards on the basement stairs.
Oh, wow.
Luckily, she was not seriously injured. However, since that date, she no longer does these activities. She no longer has the confidence. And some seniors think, and we'll go into the myths as well, but some people think it's okay. Well, you know what? Just stay home and I'll be safe. No, it's not.
Right.
Because as I said, the majority of the falls occur in the home or around the home. So staying home is a good thing, especially during a pandemic. But you got to make sure the home is safe because little things, little things can change, make a big difference between you aging at home, aging in place at home safely, or now having to need elevated home care coming into your house, or worse yet, having to go into a long-term care facility where unfortunately we see the numbers of what's happening there from being in a shared space. So it's simple math. It's really simple math.
Yeah, indeed. So, you know, so after the safety assessment has been done now and you've presented the assessment to the families, what happens then? Now, do they go off and purchase the equipment or is that something that you take care of?
Well, as I said in the report, we provide a list of recommended items that they can purchase. A lot of the items, you know, are on Amazon, and I will use Amazon because a lot of the items, again, because we're in this state of a pandemic as well, I refer to that because it's better to get it online than having to go walk around a Home Depot or something.
Right.
So we've actually sourced the products like such as motion sensor lighting or track lighting outside the home or lighting for in your closet. A lot of the items can be purchased online and it's simple enough even to go up the stairs. You know, if the stairs are hardwood or carpet, they can't see the difference between the threads on one step to the next. So you need to have something fluorescent there or have lighting on the steps. Little things like that can be purchased and installed yourself. If they're not able to do it, then as I said, we can recommend someone to do it. If it's something simple, we will do it for you. And I should mention on a side note as well, for someone like yourself who lives out of town, we also help families who are not able to ensure the basic safety themselves because they're not in town by offering a maintenance package after the assessment. And what that is we offer a yearly one, a quarterly one, or a monthly one. The monthly one is great for people that don't have any immediate relatives in town with them because all of our packages include a weekly check-in phone call to ensure that there are no immediate safety issues that need addressing.
Amazing.
So with that, whenever we call or whenever we come by, the advisor can take care of routine home services such as replacing filters, changing light bulbs, checking the smoke detector, changing batteries, and reviewing seasonal preparation. And these are all little things like suppose the light, one of the lights in the bathroom goes off, for example. It's now a darker place. If they don't have a motion sensor lighting or other lighting in the home, it may take a while for someone to come in and change that. And that could be the difference between a fall and not falling. So that's why we offer that maintenance package as well.
Oh, that's great. That's really good to know, especially for, you know, like you said, seniors that don't have anyone close by. So they can, again, peace of mind and feel, you know, happy knowing that, you know, they have this service of someone coming in, checking in. It's not a maintenance as they do the odd jobs around the home, but they just come in and make sure that those safety features that have been put in place, or, you know, like you said, the batteries and so forth, that they can be changed or those types of things. And that's really, really good to know.
It may even be, I know, a lot of people, clutter is a big thing. Clutter is a big thing that can cause falls as well. So we may recommend that you declutter this and it gets done, but they start doing it again out of habit.
Right.
So if we're there as a constant reminder, and I think it's sometimes easier for someone who's not a family member to be the voice of wisdom, as opposed to the perceived child when you're now an adult, but you're still a child to your parents saying this.
That's
so,
true.
You know, we come in as a professional giving this advice, they're more likely to listen.
That's so very true. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know this month you said November is the fall prevention month. You want to expound on that a little bit? What sort of events will be taking place?
So November is fall prevention month. And yes, it's for a whole month because this really is a serious, serious a pandemic in its own words in our society. And that's not just in Canada, this is worldwide, but we're using a lot of Canadian statistics. So for me, I had the audacity to decide that for the month of November, I'm doing a show every single day for the month. So far, we've covered topics such as, my show is called, so my business is the Senior Living 411, and my show is called the Senior Living 411 Series. I like the term 411 because 411 we know as being directory assistance. What's the 411? What's the information on?
Right.
So that's how the name relates to it. And some topics that we've already covered are, you know, the 411 on internal factors that may lead to falls, things such as diabetes, high blood pressure, those types of challenges. And we had a nurse come on and talk about it. Then we also did the 411 on fall prevention myths and solutions, which we'll touch on a little bit today. We did the 411 on why caregiving can be a challenging role. That was a conversation with two people who are caring for their aging parents, one with a disability, talking about how to care for an aging parent with a disability. And, you know, tonight's show, we're doing I did a live demonstration how to conduct a home safety assessment. It wasn't a 240-point assessment, but it went over the key factors that anyone can look at and say, let me just do this really quickly. And, you know, something simple as removing a throw rug makes a huge difference. Tonight's show is called the 411 on what it's like to be in your 80s. I'm talking to a lady who's in her 80s about her experiences with falling, and she's also a caregiver for her twin sister. Wow. So that show will be exciting. There's a lot of if you want to find out more information and you're online, the best thing to find out what's going on this month, because other organizations are doing this as well, is just put in the hashtag fall prevention month, just like it sounds, hashtag fall prevention month, or hashtag prevent falls, or hashtag be ready, be steady. You see, we've all collaborated with this organization, Fall Prevention Canada. And so we're all using the same hashtags. That way, people looking for the information can find it in one spot without having to know the individual organizations that are delivering the presentations.
That's great information. You know, Desiree, I'm going to ask you that you will send me the hashtags again so that I could put them inside the description of this podcast. Should my listeners want to turn around and connect with you and hear those those sessions that they can. And there's something going on every single day of the month of November. So that's really awesome. So I wanted you to explain a little bit about, on your website, I saw that you had included the 10 myths about adult falls. Can you break that? Can you break that down for us, please?
Okay. So there's a lot of myths, and many people think it won't happen to me. It won't happen to me. Well, that's myth number one. Falling happens to other people and not to me. The truth is, as I said earlier, 1 in 4 older adults fall every year in Canada, contributing to, listen to this number now, to over 70,000 hospitalizations.
Oh, wow. Wow. 70,000?
And we're blessed to be in Canada because places like the US, where they don't have health, they don't have OHIP like what we have. This is expensive. This is bankrupting people.
Wow, indeed.
You know, so something definitely has to give. Something has to be done. The second myth is falling is something normal that happens as you get older. That could not be furthest from the truth. It's not a normal part of aging. Strength and balance exercising, managing your medication, having your vision checked, and making your living environment safer are all steps you can take to prevent a fall. So it's not, don't just accept it as I'm old and I'm going to fall. No. That is furthest from the
that's
truth.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. And then another myth, number three, is that if I limit my activity, I won't fall. So some people believe that the best way to prevent falls, as I said earlier, is to stay at home and limit activity. That is not true. Physical activity will actually help you stay independent as your strength and range of motion benefit from remaining active. And social activities are also good for your overall health as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. And wrapping into again, over half of all falls take place at the home. So myth number four, as long as you stay at home, you can avoid falling. Unfortunately, over half of all falls take place in the home. So right now, I'll give you some tips. Fix simple but serious hazards such as clutter, throw rugs. If you have rugs that don't have a non-slip backing, pick them up. Or get some under padding, but pick it up like right now. Take a pause, leave the podcast, go pick it up, get rid of it, because
Right.
that's a huge thing. Poor lighting as well. If you don't want the lights on all the time, motion sensor lighting, and installing grab bars and all these different things in the home. These things can help, and the range of options in these things, they're aesthetically pleasing. So don't worry about your home looking like it's a retirement residence. It's there to save you and it's there to help you. And those that are younger, even us younger, the sandwich generation, you can make your home what's called visitability, which is, you might find that your aging parents and stuff don't really want to come over. Well, what's the reason why? Maybe your home is not accommodating to them. So making little changes in your home to accommodate them will make grandma and grandpa be able to come over and be comfortable, spend the night even. A lifted toilet seat. You can get one that's removable. Little things you can do like that will definitely make your home visitable for them to come. And eventually, you know what? You're going to get there yourself. So you already have these things in place that, going forward in the future, you can use them as well.
That's so true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
And another huge thing is your medications. People believe that taking medications doesn't increase your risk of falling. Far from the truth. Medications affect people in so many ways and sometimes can make you dizzy or sleepy. My mother-in-law, who I referred to earlier, she's a diabetic. She gets up pretty early in the morning and does her insulin, checks her blood level, sugar level, and takes her insulin when she moves around slowly. So one morning she had gotten up and she took her insulin and did not eat within that 20-minute window, went down the basement stairs to get, I think, a can of condensed milk or something. And the dizziness kicked in and she fell backwards on the concrete floor.
So you
You
see that.
know? And there's also, take your medications. And I have a friend right now that's fighting with this. Her mother takes the natural medications, which I recommend as well, but she also has prescribed medications. But go to your pharmacist and see how these things interact with each other. Even natural medications can have a side effect with your prescription medications. So
Definitely.
don't just substitute without knowing
Yeah.
what the reactions are between these things. And that is so huge.
Yeah,
So huge.
so huge indeed. You're right. You're right.
Right? Have your vision checked. Vision is another key factor for falls. Have your vision checked once a year. We did a show on Friday with a doctor, and we were talking about cataracts and different vision challenges that can affect you. And I had diagrams showing what a person with cataracts, what they would see, how they would see. So once you understand and you put yourself in the shoes of the person with these ailments, your better understanding of when they're saying they can't see something or how clutter can affect them or how lighting can affect them. So it's really having the vision checked, but being aware, you really have to understand that, as aging, when aging occurs, especially as people get a lot older, there's a great book called How to Say It to Seniors. It's by an author by the name of David Soli. David Solie is his name. And in this book, he really takes you for a walk through the eyes of a senior. And the two key points he stresses on is that there's two things they look at: their legacy and their loss of independence. And also, how can they afford this? Because it's expensive getting old. So when you look at legacy, they're looking back at all the things they did or didn't do, what their legacy will be, how will they be remembered? And obviously the loss of independence. I mean, think about it. You're used to having the privacy of your home. How would you feel if suddenly people are coming in to bathe you, something so private? Like, what is going on? You're really making yourself vulnerable. So, you have to understand this. And when you do, you'll know not to get upset, to just sit back sometimes and listen. A lot of our older grandparents and parents, they want to, reminisce over photo albums and stories. Listen to them. It's so much better than flicking on the TV and looking at some, we look at these reality shows. This is real reality right here with these people
So
who have
true.
history that we cannot pull from anywhere else. I have one client I went to, he's an ex-officer. And here in Toronto, and he said, my kids are their names are engraved at the top of the CN Tower. And I was like, well, how is that? And he said, yeah, I was one of the officers that were there guarding the CN Tower when they were building it. And when they were lifting the last piece up, they let all our kids come and engrave their names. That is rich. Where else can you get a story like that but from someone who's lived through it?
So true. That's powerful. That's some great information that you've shared that, you know, I didn't think about some of the things that you said. You know, for example, you know, removing the rug and changing the lights, grab bars. And again, you're absolutely right. Eventually, we're going to get there. So we might as well put these things in place. And another amazing thing that you just said that I never really thought about, and maybe this is a deterrent while some family members don't want to come to your home, is that they don't feel comfortable because certain things aren't necessarily in place in your home when they come. And maybe they don't feel comfortable telling you, you know, I'd rather not because I don't feel safe when I come in your home.
Right,
You know,
right. They
that's
won't say it. And you know what? That's going to touch on really three other tips that I really want to get in there.
Yeah, go
And
ahead.
this all revolves around that. Like using a people believe myth number eight is that using a walker or cane will make me more dependent. And that is not true. Walking aids are very important in helping many older adults maintain or improve their mobility. However, make sure you use these devices safely. Have it fitted by a physical therapist so you can use it safely, because the same as they can help you, they can also be the cause of a fall. So we have to make sure, you know, just because you may have a cane lying around the house or someone says, oh, I have one and gives it to you. No, make sure it's fitted for you. You've got to make sure it's fitted for you.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes too, you know, what I've noticed too is the cane. Sometimes they think, oh, I really don't need it. They haven't really ac actually accept that they're really at that stage where they need these walk aids, and they try and walk on their own, and next thing you know, they're on the floor, you know, and
Exactly. And I actually did a show 2 nights ago. I did a show on how to get up if you fall. And I also did a show on what to do if you see someone fall, how to help them. So those are two very important shows. And you know what? No one wants to fall. No one plans to fall, but it happens. So have a plan. Have a plan. The plan starts with wearing a medical alert device. If you live alone, I cannot more than stress for, you know, even two seniors living, have a safety pendant, either a bracelet, an alarm around the neck. And another gem I have for you, I was actually having a conversation with that doctor on Friday, is you can use Siri. Everyone has Siri or Google Home. We use it for Googling things, but if Siri or Google Home or even an iPhone is in your house as an older person and you fall, you can say, Siri, call 911, and this thing responds.
Oh, that's so true.
Okay? So that was something she said, and I was like, wow, that's ingenious, because you don't have to pay any extra for the service, like the pendants and stuff, and it responds to your voice, right? So that's another important thing to have. Have a safety pendant, have Siri, have a whistle for crying out loud. A whistle will help if you don't want to have this thing around your neck. A whistle, anyone hears a loud whistle going off, they're going to look to say what is going on, what is happening.
I like that. That really makes sense. But I'm thinking about my parents. There's no Siri going on in that home. They're old school. They have no cell phones. Definitely a whistle. I can see maybe them
A
using a
whistle.
whistle. That's
And
brilliant.
that's why I gave it all those options. Like I don't have Siri. I gave away my Siri to somebody else. I didn't want this thing in my house listening to me. That's my personal opinion. But if you do have it, let's show them how
How
they
to
can
use
use it
it.
now to benefit their safety,
Definitely.
right? And even a whistle, I mean, you may have one person, the whistle may be for the spouse if his spouse falls down, right? So if your father's there, or, you know, reverse, one of them falls, a whistle will help, or the safety pendant as well. You push the button, help is on the way. And some systems even will notify you or a pecking order of people that it knows should be notified that are close relatives. So definitely, it is my first thing when people tell me they have aging parents and, you know, something's happening. All the services, I'll be honest with you, and I'll be straightforward. The services that I do, you can get that with no charge from a physiotherapist coming to your home after you fall. So I'm showing you a proactive approach as opposed to a reactive approach. Do you see the difference? They will come to your home and do this. It won't be 240 points. They'll come home and fit the home and do all these things I'm recommending after you fall. So what side of the fence do you want to be on? The reactive approach or the proactive approach? You know, and to touch on that too, reactive, it sometimes you can't afford, because if you said that you live in a home that's two stories, you've taken a fall, you can no longer get upstairs where your bedroom is, your washroom is, you need to get a stair lift. Well, here's the numbers for you. A straight stair lift, your stairs are straight, no curves, starts at about 3,000. A curved stair lift, $10,000 to $13,000. So again, if you need it and you need it now, You don't have the resources. Where are you going to get it from? You've got to
Wow.
have a plan. You've got to have a plan. Plan. I have a financial investor I work with. He does the whole natural aspect of it where he plans what, and that's one of the last show I have for the month, actually, on the 29th. Not the last one, but then the 29th, I have a show on the 411. It's with a financial investor, retirement planner, on what to do when the what if happens. Because we don't often plan for the what ifs. When we plan for retirement, we plan for vacation, we plan for this, we plan for that. What if suddenly your health is affected and you need 24-hour home care? That can cost you roughly 50 grand a year off the top of my head, just working in healthcare. You got to plan for that.
That's so true, really true. Desiree, I want to go back to the doctor that you said you had on your show just last week. And the title was What to Do If You Fall, right? Now, my question is, how can we still go back and listen to those previous shows? Is that possible?
So, no, I will clarify the show I did on what to do if you fall. That was just with me giving some tips and showing some videos. However, all the shows, when I do them, they're done live on a webinar and streamed to my private Facebook page. However, they are repurposed onto my YouTube channel, which is Senior Living 411 Inc. on YouTube. They're all repurposed and placed there. And I also repurpose them into a podcast as well, called the Senior Living 411 series, where you can hear the audio version of it if you're not a person to sit there and watch videos.
So
So
say that.
either way, the information is out there.
Okay, so I want you to say the one that you have on Facebook again.
The Facebook, it's a private group. The group there is called Senior Living 411 series. And the podcast is also called the Senior Living 411 series. And on YouTube, it's under the business name Senior Living 411 Incorporated. But if you type in Senior Living 411 series as well, you'll find it.
Okay, brilliant. Great. Okay, that's
And
brilliant.
it's also a hashtag as well. So you can hashtag Senior Living 411 series. I've also developed a hashtag Senior Lives Matter, because they do. And so there's different hashtags that you can, like, I can send you a list of all the hashtags as
That's
well.
great. Yeah, please do. Please do. So there's different platforms that individuals could get on via Facebook, podcasts, and also YouTube. And again, that Seniors Living 411 series, right?
Yes,
Yeah,
senior,
awesome.
singular, senior, singular,
Senior
living
singular.
for,
Brilliant. Awesome. Great. Again, more great information sharing and the importance about having a plan. Like you say, you cannot stress the importance of having the plan. And we want to be proactive instead of reactive, because we don't want to be in that situation where you've fallen. I mean, we've heard that commercial, I've fallen and I can't get
Can't get
up,
up.
right? But having this conversation with you today will really make me think differently and prepare to put certain plans in place.
There's really two more really, really important tips that I've got to get in here.
Go right
And,
ahead.
it's myth number nine. I don't need to talk to family members or my healthcare provider if I'm concerned about my risk of falling. I don't want to alarm them, and I want to keep my independence. That's from a senior's perspective. And the reality is that fall prevention is a team effort. Bring it up with your doctor. Bring it up with your family and anyone else who's in a position to help you. They want to help you maintain mobility and reduce your risk of falling. So please do not be ashamed to admit it, because once you do, the gates will open and you will be amazed at how many resources and help people really want to help you with.
That is true. That is so true.
And the last one, I gotta sneak it in, myth number 10, it's huge. I don't need to talk to my parent, spouse, or older adult if I'm concerned about their risk of falling. It will hurt their feelings and it's none of my business. Listen, let them know about your concerns and offer support to help them maintain the highest degree of independence possible. There are many things you can do, like I said, including removing hazards in the home, finding a fall prevention program in the community, or setting up a vision exam. But let them know you're not offending. Let them know.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. I think as they want to keep their independence, which is what we'd like for them as long as possible, that by again putting these things into place and having a plan will help them to have that sense of feeling independent and not dependent on their family members in anything pertaining to their
The
home.
key message really here is the word preventable. While the numbers are high, it's preventable. And every time I see the numbers or I hear someone say, you know, my mother and my father fell, it's preventable, which is why I looked at it like, you know, there's many instructions online on how to do your own oil change. You can go to Jiffy Lube, you can go to the dealer, you know, or you can do it yourself. Most people go to the dealer or they go to Jiffy Lube or one of those places. It's the same like this. There's a gazillion checklists out there, but if the numbers are increasing or steadily at these rates, people aren't using them. So find a professional. Find a
Definitely.
professional.
Yeah. And, you know, we found you today.
There we go.
and, you know, I just want again for you to just share with us how would someone who really wants to take advantage of your service, how would they get in contact with you? What's the best way?
So they can call. I have a toll-free number. It's 800-439-8750. Or they can visit the website. It has my phone number there as well. It's senior, SENIOR, living, LIV as in Victor, IN as in Norman, G. The number is 411.com. Or you can email me directly, Desiree, DESIREE, at seniorliving411.com. The key thing to remember is that one call can prevent a fall.
Awesome. Love that. That's so true. Just before we close, I just want to ask, is there any final words that you just want to leave with us today?
Yeah, you know what? Education is key. My goal
Indeed.
is to educate, empower people, and that's why I'm doing this. My goal is to educate people. Once you know, there's a saying, you don't know what you don't know until you know. So
True.
now that you know, a
Got
lot
to
of the
do
stuff I'm
better.
telling you, now that you know, do better.
That's
Exactly,
right.
do better. And I'm putting it out there on all platforms. My goal is to have a Senior Living 411 incorporated in every province throughout Canada. And by the grace of God, it will happen. So I'm
Amen.
sowing the seed.
Yeah.
It will happen.
I believe that you have great service that, you know, everyone needs sometime, whether or not right now, but down the road, someone's going to need to get in touch with your service because we all, if not have elderly parents, we're all going to get there eventually, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Awesome. So, Desiree, thank you so very much for being my guest today. I thank you for the information that you've shared with us.
And thank you, Kathleen, for again for having me on your platform. And have a blessed day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the show today. I hope you enjoy the topic and found something that you can apply to your own life. Don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends. And remember, live well daily.